Kum lenin ablad gemara. We're up to Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph in Masechta Chulin. I'm leaving that for you. Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, two lines from the top. Okay. So we have a discussion. You cannot use... Yeah. We cannot use a mechubal lekarka. We had a machlekes Rebbe and Rabchia. If something is mechubal lekarka, Rebbe says pasul, Rabchia says kosher, and we say Rebbe holds pasul even the Eved, Rabchia holds kosher even the chatchila. And then we said there's a difference by mechubal whether it's a chatchila mechubal or whether it was toldosh b'sayv chibri, whether it was detached and then you attached it. If you detach and then you attach it, then it's all right. Says the Gemara, oh, mama, let's go through the braisa that we mentioned before. It says in the braisa, ha-shoichid b'muchni, you shechted with a knife that's on a wheel. Your knife is wedged in the wheel, and you turn the wheel, and it cuts. Shechitosek sheidah. So this braisa said that the shechit is kosher. And what time you will look at another braisa, shechitosek psul, the shechit is pasul. Like kasha is not a problem. There are two kinds of mills. But apart from everything else, we need to make sure that the knife is done with koyach odom, not by itself, not automated, on a wheel that turns. So we say, ho, besarna de pachra. Here we're talking about a wheel that the potters use to, they used to, you know, mold or form the pot, the clay pot. So therefore, that was done by koyach odom, that knife, if it's there and it's cutting it, it's done by a human. And then, but ha, there we say, it's no good besar and demai. It's like a water mill. The water is what's turning the wheel. That's no good, right? Because that's happening by itself. Or you say, ha, ha, besar and demai, even with water. But there's a concept we already had before in a few places, like kasha. It's not a problem. Ha, be koyach rishon, ha, be koyach sheni. If as soon as I open the water is being held back, let's say, by a dam or a tap, and as soon as I open the tap, the first burst of water pushes the wheel, and the knife there cuts, that's called koyach adam. Anything which is delayed is called groma. I caused it, causation, and that's not I did it. Hob habesan edemaya, both about a watermill. Well, like kasha, hob koyach rishon, here talking about the first koyach, the first water, the burst of water came out, as if I did it. But the second burst of water is a delay. That's called grumba. And where do you know there's such a chilik? Like we had in Sanhedrin.
It can be with the machine. If you turn on the machine, the first go, if it was an electronic sort of thing.
It would, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't say anywhere that by matzah most of the koyachodim. But where you need koyachodim? It was a vachta, you should check. The matzah, the mitzvah is not to prepare the mitzvah, so make sure it doesn't turn to chametz. If I tie you down, I tie somebody down in a chair next to a dam, and then and I open up the water, and I kill him. If the first burst of water kills him, then I'm chayv. My time magida the day who the honey bay, that it's my koyach that made it happen. When is all this the first burst of water? I will koyach shani. Let's say the first burst of water didn't kill him, but the water continues flowing, kills him. Then grama ba'almu, it's merely only grama. And even though I tied him down and everything else, it's nevertheless I didn't kill him. So grama, and just like we had a case, I throw a knife in somebody. And then you hand in front of you at the time a shield. And then I run over and I run somehow an arrow. And I run faster than an arrow and I pull the shield away from you. I'm putter. Because at the time when I threw the knife, it didn't have to kill you. When I tied you down, you didn't have to die. Afterwards, I opened up the dam and whatever it is. So it's all groma. But it's not direct chiyuv misa. No, direct murder.
Why don't you say I'm standing here, I'm shooting an arrow,
yeah.
It finishes over there. So if I'm turning on the water, so the first one is my koyach, why don't I say that the whole thing is like my chetz?
Taser right here talks about that. Taser asked that very question, and he says, because it's not safe mind loving. When is it, if I tie you down over here, and for sure the water's coming in a half an hour, at the time when I tied you down, that's no different than an arrow. But it is, because he says it makes no difference. I bring the person to the arrow, or the arrow to the person. But when I tied you down at this moment, you wouldn't have died. There was a dam there, and then afterwards I did the dam. It wasn't safe, lovely. So therefore, it's two separate acts, not dependent on each other at all. So independent of each other. Back to the Gemara. Yosef Rav Achay Rabchia. Rav once sat behind Rabchia. Rabchia came to Rebbe. Rabchia was Rav's uncle, and Rabchia was learning by Rebbe. Rav was learning behind Rabchia. Yosef Rebbe Kama. Rebbe sat and he said, "Menayin l'shchita shehi betolush." How you know that when the knife that you use for shchita should be detached? Shemar says, "Vayikach es hamachelas l'shchita." He took the knife in order to cut. That's what he said. Rav couldn't hear exactly what he said, or he did hear, he didn't understand my comment. What's the knife from Avram Avinu? Took the knife to cut Yitzchak. What's the knife from there? Amalei. So Rav Chia said to him the word that we had a few times. Vav dechsiv auf sekamer. If you write the letter vav on a piece of on a bark of a tree that has all these bumps and then and, you know and then these indents, you'll never see the vav because on the part sticking out you see a little marking. Then you don't see anything going in. But same thing here. He said a vav that kleptish from word to word. He said it doesn't make. Remember he had it before. Rabchi doesn't agree with him. Rabchi holds it doesn't have to be talush. It could be mechuber. The hakra comes. I heard him say a pasik. Kroz is just Avram Kamashalan. Of course Avram took a detached knife, but that was his own. He did wanted to make sure he had the knife available that wherever he goes. He did it to be Zod. He didn't want to delay Yitzchak's Akeda for 1 second. But who said that's mandatory when he shecht something? Even though L'cheida, that's Kachim. But even though, and he said L'oyle B'ni, but at that time he didn't call it L'oyle B'ni, he just called him Yitzchak, so we say he talks about everything. We learned Chulin from there as well. Omar Rava says, Rava, Pshituli says, Rava, to me, I have no question whatsoever that Tolush Ula B'Seif Chivru, I did it by Mechubin, I did it by Tolush. What about something that started out being Tolush and then you connect it? I build a house. You're building a house out of stones. These stones used to be Tolush. They're all, you know, separated. Then I put together and I made a permanent building. So Tolush or Chivru, how do we treat it? So it depends. We know that we learn from that when you make an idol, something has to be detached. You cannot turn a mountain into an idol. So we know that something mechuber cannot become an idol. Is so over there we say, but your house is also because a talush. So Hebrew is considered like a talush and becomes a way to zora. If you're going to treat a mechuber, how can a house become become avodah zarah? Eleheim alahorim. It says in the pasuk that you should destroy them. The eleheim, they're getchkes alahorim on the mountains. That means alahorim eleheim. The mountains themselves cannot turn into a getchke. So that's for sure. By becomes avodah zarah, tolush of sof chibur is considered a tolush. Leinyan hechshezroyim. When it comes to being machshezroyim. Is it considered mechuber? Or tolush could mechuber if it rains, it doesn't mean anything. It's only when it's tolush. So it's sort of like this. If you're happy with the water, the chiddush is, if you're happy with the water, I want to wash dishes, so I want the water to come down and wash my dish. And then from this water falls on pedis. Even though I wasn't necessarily happy for the water to fall on the pedis, that's called kiyutan, I'm happy that it happened. Because to me, the water is chashuv. If I don't want the water at all,
you wouldn't want your dish water on pedis.
It doesn't matter. For me, this water is chashuv, then it falls on the thing, it's machshe. If I don't want this water, I'm trying to cover things up, I don't want any of the water, and then that water, by covering things up, falls onto pedis. I never wanted the water, so that's not machshe. So the thing is as follows. Now we learn, ha-koyfe kaida ala koysol. If you're tilting, if you're taking a pan, and you're putting it on the wall, b'shvil shetudach, you want the water to hit the wall and then to hit the pan because you want to wash this pan. What do you call it? B'shvil shetudach, you want to wash it. Hareze b'chiyutin. Then we say it's b'chiyutin. If what I mean, if the water then, because you want the water to hit the pot to wash it. If this water falls on pedis, even after one, even now you don't really care about the pedis getting wet, you don't even want the pedis getting wet, it doesn't matter. Once you mash the water, you mash the water. Bishvil shelo yilke hakoisel. If the reason why I am putting it there is because I don't want the wall to get wet. I don't want the water. I'm putting a pot there against the wall to protect the wall that it shouldn't get wet. Then, ein b'chiyutim, that water then lands on pedis, I don't want the water. It's not b'chiyutim. We say like it's kiyutain. The pasuk it doesn't say kiyutain, it's kiyutan, but we read it kiyutain. So we say kiyutan dum kiyutain. Even though it happens by itself, but if you are happy, how do you put it? You'll be happy. So if it's kiyutan that you're happy, for example, you bring the fruits on the roof because you know it's going to rain in an hour, then that's machshel mukshel kabutum. It wasn't kiyutain. You didn't put the water on it, but kiyutan. That whole sugi is above Matsinah Mitzis. Anything mechuber does not wet doesn't mean nothing. It's only talush. Now luchay just stated from the beginning to the end. Haguf akasha amet, you say bishvil shetudach. You say that if you want to wash the keli in the waterlands and the pedis, is bechiyutan. Hadei bechiyutan. It's mashma habishvil sheyudach bekaisel. But if you don't want to, if you want the water to wash not the keli but wash the wall, you tell it seems to me, and then it lands in the pedis, it's not bechiyutan. And why not? Because the wall is mechuber, and mechuber there's no chiyutan there. Then vahadatani bishvil shlo yilka koisel. The only reason is because I don't want the wall to get wet. So I don't want the water, the peters don't become kiyutan, ain't the kiyutan. If I did want the water to get wet and then it lands in the peters, it would be. So is the water mechubber? Not mechubber. How do you kiyutan? Omer Rabbi Elazar, you're right. It must be two tanoim. Tavra, you're right. It's a stida. Misha, shonazu, le shonazu. So it's a machlek, it's whether, how we treat a wall. But our papa comes along and says, no, there's two kinds of walls. There's a wall that's a mechubber miyikorei, and there's a wall that's tolu shum savikorei. A wall of a cave, where you dig out the cave and you leave the original wall, that's mechuber miyikorei. A wall that you put together rocks and you build a wall, that's talush of mechuber. Talush of mechuber is talush, and therefore it's mechiyutan. A wall miyikorei is mechuber and not mechiyutan. This is talking about the wall from a hail, from a cave, and therefore the wall's a natural wall, therefore there's no mechiyutan. It's mechuber. Habikaisel binyan. V'achikamah. Hakoyfe kaida la kaisel. If somebody turns over a kaida on the wall. Bishvil shetudach. This is how you're supposed to read the braisa. If somebody turns over a keli on the wall because you want the keli to be washed, that is a bichyutam. Is mashma habishvil shetudach. He wanted the wall to be washed. There's no chiyutam. You know why? We're talking about the wall of a cave. Ain't a bichyutam. A medra amudim bekaisel ma'ida. It's a natural wall. It's a mechubin. Therefore, there's no bichyutam. Avol bekaisel binyan. But the wall of a house bishvil shalayikla kaisel. But you don't want the wall to get wet. It's ain't a bichyutam. Over there, since it's a house, it's a tosa bichibro. It would become bichyutam. It's only if you don't want the wall to get wet. But if you want the wall to get wet, then you're happy with it. But you don't have a question. What about Tolush? If it was Tolush, and then you attached it, Le'inyan Shchita Mai. Even though we answered the Braisa before, the Buchni and all that, and we answered within the Braisa that is, you know, the talking about Tolush. Abchi holds it, that, you know, that Mechubra is good, and then we're talking about Tolush, L'Besoiv Mikora, yeah. So we said, Rabbi holds even lechatchili la use mechuber. Rabbi holds mechuber you cannot use, but a tolush ulu b'soif chibroi. Rabbi holds b'di'evit it's all right. That's what we answered before according to Rabbi. Rav is asking his question according to Rabbi, or he doesn't agree with that. So he's asking a general question: tolush ulu b'soif chibroi. How do we look at it as origin? So it's a tolush, or do we look at its current state and it's mechuber? It says, we had it before, you had a rock that came, that jugged out of the wall. Or you had a reed that grew on its own. And Rashi clearly said, we spoke, Rashi says, the reason why it says a reed that grew on its own is because that's called mechuba meikore. Rashi clearly holds that if you planted a plant, that's called tolush l'besav chibri. Tesis immediately shlugs that up and he says, what are you talking about? All trees, but they are tallish or chibri. And yet we know a tree is considered mechuber. What exactly Shana Rashi is, I'm not sure. So that's how Rashi learns. Shekona oilem eilav. Vishachad boy and yishech that shechitaz epsula. It says in all of these things it's possible. Now, so lechayda a kaisel. What's a kaisel? A wall is a talush. You build a wall, and it says mefedish. That's possible. So you see that a talush, a chibri, treated as a chibri, as a mechuber, and according to Rebbe, it's possible. Said Gemara, that's not raya. Hocha ma'iskin bekaisel ma'ida. Maybe we're talking about over here a natural wall from a cave, and therefore it's a mechuber miyikara, and that's why it's not good. But it doesn't answer my question. A talush, a chibri, is it a good shchit or not? And I'll prove it to you talking about mechuber. Because what's the next case? A kana that grew from itself. And that definitely is a mechuber meikarei. And then we're comparing these two cases. Obviously, we're talking about both of them. The economic, Tony, Dumya, the kana, oilem eilev on its own. Shema, minoz, a good raya. Toshma, coming in another raya regarding your question about talush and mechuber. No at sakin, bekoisel, you wedge the knife into the wall. You wedge the knife in the wall. You had the osan abraisa v'shochad bo, and you shechted the animal with that knife. Shchitosik sheda. Now luchay, that's a tolush. A knife is a tolush. A lebesayv chibri. It definitely is unnatural, and you catch it to the wall and say it's kosher. What do we see? How do we view the knife as a tolush? But no, shiny sakin delay mevatele. The whole vort of tolush and chibri is that right now it's permanent. This knife is never part of the wall. It doesn't belong in the wall. It's going to be removed from the wall. So even now, it's not a safe Hebrew. It's not my case. It's like a tolush and still a tolush, even though it's lepoil right now wedged into the wall. So the Gemara, no raya. Toshma coming here. Coming here, it says a mechuba lekarka leshchitas kosher. It says like the clearly if it's mechuba lekarka in this braisa we learned yesterday. It says there the cases where if you shecht with a wheel that has a knife, muchni shchitasik sheda. B'mechuba lekarka shchitasik sheda. It's clear mechuba lekarka shchitasik sheda. And then it says you put a knife in the wall and you shecht it shchitasik sheda. But if you had a rock or this corner, it's no good. Now, it says clearly here, mechuba lekarka shchitasik sheda. So therefore, and we said before, what does it mean, mechuba lekarka shchitasik sheda? And we said the author is Rebbe, because it's talking about B'dieved. And Rebbe holds that mechuba is no good. Must be that this is a total of mechuba. So we see clearly in the Raisa, that total mechuba is good. Maybe he's actually explaining when he said that mechuba lekarka shchitasik sheda is talking about the case of a knife because it's not considered even mechuba. My mechuba lekarka was sakin in the lemevatli. The next case is a knife. Maybe that's exactly it's one sentence. It's not two separate dinim. Mechuba lekarka, like the case of a knife, it never really becomes mechuba. You can check with it. Oh, my, let's analyze. We said before the braisa, no, it's sakin because you wedge the knife in the wall. The shachaba and you shechlik shchitasik sheda kosher. It's clear if a knife is in the wall, that means you lift the animal, you move it back and forth, it's kosher. Comes along with Rabbanan and qualifies the statement. Amar Shmuel, loy shanu. When do we say that if it's wedged in the wall, it's kosher? Shasakin lemaila v'tzavar behema lamata. The behema is turned upside down and you move the behema back and forth, so therefore it's a good shchita. Avol sakin lamata v'tzavar behema lamaila. The knife is below and you lift the behema above and you push the behema, and you, the behema, you know, the normal standing, and you move the behema back and forth. We believe that the weight of the behema is also leaning on the knife, so you're not cutting, you're actually ripping. You might be ripping and pressing. Didn't we learn Mefedish?
So you're saying when you're pushing it upwards, the action of pushing the animal up.
You're not pushing it, you're moving it back and forth. Yeah. It's just slicing. When the animal's on top, the animal's heavy. It's the animal sort of weighing down a little bit on the knife, and when you're moving it back and forth, two things are happening. Yeah, you're slicing, and the weight of the animal is helping out. So it's like, it's called drosser. That's drosser. Pressing. I'm sure there's more than one person holding this animal. Well, so see, a bird is different.
Below, no.
So what?
Further to get to the knife.
So what? But you're not pressing, you just move back and forth. It's slicing. The guy, as it is, it's difficult to hold the animal up. So you're holding it, you know, the minimum amount to get cut. When it's the other way around, it's very difficult to prevent the animal's weight from leaning on the knife. That's a Ravana's qualification.
Because you want the animal to be shechted and it's below, you're compensating to be able to get to the knot by you pushing the animal.
Yeah, but you don't have to because the animal is heavy. So you lift it a minimum amount and you slice it, it'll cut. It's not a question of intention. The question is what happens to the poil. We're not worried about intention. We're just saying that when the animal's above and it's heavy, it's almost impossible not to allow the weight of the animal to lean a little bit on the knife. That's what we're saying here. When it's underneath, why should it be leaning on the knife? And you take all precautions, but over there, it's almost impossible. We're just talking about not from the intention, but practically speaking. Shamigidrit, it's a good possibility. Try it. Take something heavy and you try and do this, or you'll see that it's very hard, and very hard to hold it back. Because you're doing two things now. You have to hold the weight from pressing on the knife and to move it to slice. Anyway, we're not saying it's definitely going to happen. We're more liable that it's going to be a question of drosa. We learned elsewhere, and we learned that you can shech bein shasakin, you can shech whatever you want, bein shasakin lemata v'tzavah behem lemaila, whether the knife is below and the animal's above, bein shasakin lemata v'tzavah behem lemata. Whether the animal is below, makes no difference. It says in the braisa that I don't care what animal is kosher. How are you going to explain that? The kasher avonin. There are two answers. Amar Rav Zvi, l'tzadding tani, doesn't mean when it says that when it says bein betolush, bein mechuber, you understood that when then it says whether the animals below or the animal below above goes on both. No, there's dodnik tani. The tolish works on both. The mechuber will only work if the animal is below. The knife is below, but tzavar behemel lemaila is only betolish. Only works if you have a knife. The knife is above, but tzavar behemel lemata makes no difference. Tolish and mechuber as well. Now, Papa answers what you were saying before. But oif for the kolul, talking about a bird that's light, taka makes no difference if it's a bird, because it's very easy to hold a bird up, so you can have it above the knife. Omar Rav Chizna Mitzchabam Lamasitona, hey Dvarim, the five dinim nemru that are written are said, the kroim mishal kona on this reed, are five different dinim said about this reed. Now, it seems that this reed, I'm not sure what kind of reed it is, but the reed has a lot of splinters, little pieces of sharp twigs coming out. But yeah, but a whole bunch of them, little twigs coming out of this reed. So he says here, the five different dinim, so five different dinim. Where you need to concentrate and focus only on the reed, and these twigs can cause harm, you're not allowed to use the reed. L'mashal. You cannot shecht with it. Why not? Because we're scared that the other things are going to pull and rip the simonim. You know, you have the reed, the sharp reed. What about the little twigs that are sticking out on the sides? Who knows what other damage it can cause? It's one of those days today. You're not allowed to use it to... what do you call it? You shouldn't cut flesh with a poshet, you shouldn't have flesh. Why not? Because we're scared that little pieces will get wedged into the flesh. And sakani, you eat it, you're going to have little pieces of sharp like pins. Don't use to clean your teeth because it might make the other parts sticking out that, you know, your intention to clean one of these two teeth. And then meanwhile, other parts sticking out will cause rips in your gums. Right, you shouldn't go to the bathroom with it. But what do you mean you shouldn't shecht? But Tanya, didn't we learn about kol shechting? You're allowed to use anything, and it's spelled out clearly. We had before, bain b'tzur a stone, bain b'chuchis glass, bain b'kroim mishal kani. You could use a reed. Says the Gemara, Papa, b'simuna de agma. Those are reeds that grow next to the water, and they, when they dry, they're very sharp, and they don't have these little splinters that come off it. Mashenkin, we're talking about those that don't grow near the water. You shouldn't cut flesh because it's dangerous. Rapapa used to cut with these reeds the innards of fish because the zige, they were transparent. So what kind of innards of fish was it? So you can see if there are pieces wedged in, you can see and you won't eat it. What part of the fish is like transparent, that it's clear? Interesting, Rashi says the word clear balaz. What language is that? What's Mirduri? What's clear? Clear is what language is that? Is that French? Yeah. German is klar. Maybe Mirdur is a mirror, but I'm just wondering, when Rashi's Balaz, Rashi uses different languages. I guess Anglo-Saxon originally came from, you know, a mix of German and all that. Clear Balaz. Okay, anyway, transparent, clear. So you can see, I guess, certain kinds of fish. He used to cut with it a bird, the rachi, because the bird meat was so tender that it didn't cause piece of splinter, these splinters to fall off and come inside. But you'd be able to see it. Somehow the idea that's transparent.
It's not transparent.
No, but the rachi is clear. The whole word zig means transparent. It's like glass. You can see right through. And mirror is really the wrong word. Mirror is to see back. I don't think mirror is mirror. I don't know what it is. It's some color. Midur, I don't know. The aim of kancheba, you shouldn't clean writing about it. You shouldn't go to the bathroom. Tepugle, lechoida, apart from this problem, a rule, if you use wood or anything that's combustible, shin of noxious, it causes damage there, down there in the anus. You misunderstood. Kinuach doesn't mean in the bathroom. It means from defecating. If you have a wound and you want to clean the wound, don't use this because it will get splinters inside you. You know, it causes infections and worse. Okay, then it says hakol sheichtin ula oilam sheichtin. It says hakol sheichtin. What do you mean? The Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah started out saying Hakol shaychtin. Everyone can shecht. We have to see what I mean. Everyone. What did I come to add? Ula oila. You can always shecht. And then uvako shechtin. And it seems with everything you can shecht. What are these three cases? Says the Gemara. Fascinating Gemara. We're going to learn now. Hakol shechtin means hakol b'shchita. Hakol shechtin is not talking about the people that are shechting. We're talking about the thing that needs to be shechtin. Hakol referring to every single living creature needs to be shechtin. Except fish, we'll see the Gemara later why. Asifasan zu shchitasan. Because you pull out of the water and die, so that's the shchita. But everything needs in the shchita. Even birds, we had before the Gemara that the kusim might not believe that shchita is oif is ma'at teide because it's not written clear in the teide. So hakol shechta, feel the oif, even the bird. Okay, so we're talking about not the people, we're talking about the things that are being shechted. La'olam shechtin, la'olam shechtin, what do you mean always? Mantana, who is that? Amar Abba Rabbi Shmoli. La'olam shechtin follows Rabbi Shmuel. We have a big machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and b'kitzur the machlekes as follows. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Torah says that when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you will eat meat. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, that while they were in the Midbar, because they had access to the Mishkan and everybody lived within 12 kilometers of the Mishkan, you were not allowed to eat any meat, only inside the Mishkan. And it actually goes a step further, which Tosfos argues, that is considered shchutichutz. If you ate any animal outside the Mishkan, you get chayiv kadosh. In the 40 years they were in the Midbar. Basa taiva was forbidden. Meat. Even though they had quail and all that, but not meat of an animal. When you come back to Israel, you're allowed to have meat. Basa taiva is permitted. Rabbi Akiva says no. The Mephesh, they were allowed basa taiva in the Midbar. But while you were in the Midbar, they didn't have to shchita. The chita was good enough. It was the only way they came back to Israel, that was a requirement, was a vach, you should start shechting. Mainly basa. Yeah. Kabonis. Shlamim. They have to bring shlamim. And then eat as much as they want. Because it was accessible. They can go there every day. When they came to Israel, nobody can go every day to the Shlamim to eat. So therefore, it became mutter. Now, understanding that, we can say that la'olam, you should always shecht, is referring even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. I don't want you to go back to the ways of the Midbar, which according to Rabbi Akiva would be Nechira. I don't want you to go back to the way of the Midbar, which according to Shmuel means not eating meat. You continue eating meat and shechting. That's what Gemara is going to say. So Gemara says, that's la'olam. Rabbi Shmuel, sorry, the Tanya we learned, Ki yarchi v'ashem alekechaz gvulcha, when the Eibusher will expand your premises, kasha dibloch, like he told you, and Vamarti said, Oich labasa, you will eat flesh. And the pasuk says, Kitav nafshecha, because so you desire, and so on and so forth. So Rabbi Shmuel knows, now you can start eating what you desire. He's Rabbi Shmuel, I'm a labor, a kosher, a lahatil, and basa taiva, to allow them to eat meat that they desire. But chila, in the midbar, nesel and basa taiva. It was forbidden. But mishenichnas la'aretz, as soon as they came into Israel, hutel and basa taiva, they were allowed to eat basa taiva. Allowed to eat basa taiva. Va'achshav shigalu, and now that they went to where the basic mission destroyed, Yochra would have thought yachzur li sun edition. I thought that they should go back to the first edition. Kachshinu la'olam shechtin. Yes, la'olam shechtin. Look at Rashi, important Rashi, the last middle wide line. Neslehem basa taiva, says Rashi. She ain yechayin lecha wada the midbar that could not eat ella basa shlamim, only the meat of a shlamim. The ima yeshechtin below carbon, or they shecht an animal stam without a carbon. Hoya anushim karis, they would get karis. Kid receive the pesach oil moed loyeviu. That's shchutichutz. So Rashi holds that in the midbar, if they ate meat for their own desire, that was shchutichutz. And Tesis, of course, argues. Because that's talking about kachim, not about ordinary animals. And just like what? They were not allowed to eat most of the time, and that's it. Taking my bite, no scars. Mask of Rabbi Yosef, the wording is wrong. So the Chiddush is not shechting. The Chiddush is, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that now they can eat. So why does the Mishnah say hakol shechting? She said hakol oichlin. Or hakol necholin. Mask of Rabbi Yosef, hi, loilam shechting, loilam shechting, loilam shechting, the Chiddush can eat. My time eats. Why were they us in the midbar to eat basa taiva? Because if they had access to the base of Midrash, what are you fressing away? Give something to the Eibishter. Go give the Emuri, me, make a shlamim, give the fats to the Eibishter. And when they came to the shrine, why did they stop that? Because there was most people lived too far from the base of Midrash. How can they do that? No, and now there's no base of Midrash. Of course we can't do that. So why should it even be us? Why would you even think that is be us? My time is. I mean, Mikar and Mishkan look so good. Mishkan. Well, besides my time is. Why are they matter? That Mechi Mishkan is so far away. Now there is no Beis HaMikdash. Surely, what do you want? What's the Havamina? El Rabbi Yosef Haket, Rabbi Akiva, his father Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva holds that in the Midbar they didn't have to do shechita only for kachim, as we'll soon see. But for ordinary meat, all they did do in the chida, they had to kill it in the chida. So now that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we would have thought we can go back to the chida. It says in Pasik, Kiyich Hak Memcham Mokim, and we'll distance Ashiyich Hashem Lekecha, that David will choose for you. Lassim Shmoy Sham, Vizavachta Yishachach, Mibkarcha Mitzaincha. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Loi Bo HaKosev, that this pasuk is not coming, Ela Lesa Lehem Basa Nechida, that no longer you can eat Basa Nechida. Because it says, V'zavachta Mepkorchum, from now on, Zavicha, Shebetchila, who to Lehem Basa Nechida. They were allowed to do Basa Nechida to make a distinction between the Beis HaMikdash, between Mishkan and ordinary food. So therefore, the Avoida also was different. This is the Shechita, this is Nechida. And now that we went to Golus, Yochel, I would have thought, I would have thought, let's go back to the original Heter. That's what it says. Lo'oilam Sheikhtim. When Avraham Avinu gave. No. Maybe he did. According to Rabbi Akiva, why not? Why not? Or he realized that they were malachim, and it's like kabbonis. I don't know. But it was a carbon Pesach, remember? It was Pesach time, the whole story. So maybe it was a... Le'elam is... I don't know. Gifty tongues. That's not right. So maybe it wasn't carbon Pesach. By light was a carbon Pesach. By light was Pesach. So Abram was also in his basa of Pesach. It was the same day. With the Korban Pesach. Anyway, now tomorrow's Gemara is going to be all about explaining the Mishmor, Rabbi Akiva Shat.